Hello again, and welcome to the June of 2024 Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments podcast. As always, this is your discussionist host, Marv Pikla, and it's that time this month again to take on a new topic from our traditional main areas, professional development, communication, leadership, and of course, innovation. And we spend learning moments every month in these areas to hopefully give you some real appropriate real-life examples and apply them in your workplace or in life skill areas. And hopefully these little pockets of advice can help you down the road as you go. This month, the topic comes directly from my consultant job, and the title that we're going to use is a little wordy, but best explains the focus for today. So the title for today's topic is Organization and Business Responsibility Shifts. Did you get that? Organization and Business Responsibility Shifts. Okay, let me explain where we're going. As a consultant for both private business and public organizations, I frequently have to effectively kind of shift my approaches and recommendations to best meet the current customer needs. But today, this Learning Moments podcast is going to take some suggestions for organization and business management shifts that are occurring in today's workplace that I think really can affect some common ground in operational areas that may have kind of a natural, positive, progressive impact not only on employees, but also the workplace in general and the employers, to quietly improve the workplace and their effectiveness and efficiency every day. Okay? So for a first example, start out thinking about new worker, new employee orientation. Tradition says that the HR, the human resources unit for a company, or maybe even the company owner, takes the lead job, the lead responsibility in this area, right? New employee orientation. And almost everyone would argue that although not perfect, it works, so Marv, don't mess with it. But what about thinking about soft skills stuff and what I would call job essential skills and how they are provided? I think that current employees should have an assignment, even outlined in their job description, that requires them to offer coworker company-specific learning assistance in the areas of company communication and teamwork, problem solving, how to toss out new ideas, and conflict resolution at a minimum, right? Those things that is as a minimum. New employees would be the principal receivers of this kind of new essential skill learning stuff, but it may become maybe a more standard operational way of mentoring people down the road for continuous improvement. Okay, that's just one example from that employee side. But now let's think about organization and business responsibility shifts on the leadership and management side. If we assume that coworkers are taking that greater responsibility of operationally instructing workers on orientation and job essential learning skills, wouldn't it be logical to assume they could apply then, the employers, the overall leadership could apply greater focus and resources, to research and development and continuous improvement and marketing and maybe even more new IT applications and seeking out alternative customers? Yeah, and I can see and hear each listener thinking that doesn't all this happen? Shouldn't it? Couldn't it happen already? Well, maybe. But if I've learned anything in my career, it's not to assume anything. And so taking these special Inspiring Innovations, Learning Moments, podcasts, moments, makes me feel more confident that everyone listening will apply some element of this message to their current workplace situation and hopefully make progress. Well, as always, we are way out of time for this podcast, but think completely about making formal in a personnel policy handbook the role of current workers in the sharing of job essential learnings, including communication and teamwork and problem solving, new idea promotion and conflict resolution. Sharing ownership in these critical areas could advance your whole work group. Also, leaders and managers, as you quasi-delegate these personnel job essential learning responsibilities, be sure to then newly prioritize research and development, continuous improvement, IT application advancement, and gaining alternative customers. These would all be part of your organization and business growth planning. Okay? Hey, thanks one more time for listening, and we will talk more next month.